Well, we're having a town hall meeting up at Northern at the University Center. The Michigan room is what's been designated right now, and I think it's combined with the Ontario room. And it's kind of short notice. That's why everybody's scrambling and hustling, trying to get the word out to everybody. If they want to attend, please come. We've got Congressman Pete Hoekstra coming up, and he's going to take the questions. He has been doing some town halls across the state. He's done, I believe, two or three in his own district and multiple outside. He's also a candidate for governor, so he certainly is, you know, is a cause or a reason for him to want to travel the entire state. And but he's been willing to do it. People have been showing up. So we're hoping we have a good showing. People can ask him questions. We're asking the public. So I'm sure we'll have people from both sides of this issue that will come in. I believe health care is probably going to be the main topic, which you can see the way things have been going here over the last month. That's what everybody seems to be focusing on. But I'm sure Pete would be happy to take other questions, too, concerning federal issues.
I'm curious from one standpoint, in terms of this event being held in Marquette, Congressman Stupak is having a televised meeting on this. It's kind of, it's not a public meeting in the sense of like what's being held this evening. It's being done at studios at public television on campus this week. Is this sort of a reaction to say, hey, let's have the chance to meet face to face with the public?
Well, that was part of the questioning behind the scenes as far as if Pete would come up and do something like that, because we've been hearing all over the place that, and I don't know if you followed any of the media in the Delta County area, the newspapers have certainly challenged Bart to hold a town hall meeting, a face-to-face, if you will, and he's decided to go with the call. So certainly there's been some aspect of, you know, hey, Congressman Hoekstra, would you be willing to come? But Jim Anderson, he's a Northern Michigan University student. He emailed Pete and asked if he would come, and Pete accepted the offer. So that's why we're scrambling, because nobody really knew for sure if he would even be able to take the time to come up, because they've got to get back to session pretty quick, and he's got his own schedule. But he offered to come, and certainly that element is there. The controversy around whether or not it should be town halls or if you can get on the phone and meet more people and that whole aspect, but I'm just glad he's coming up, and I'm one that believes the face-to-face is better. It gives you a chance to have some dialogue, and if you don't like the answer you get or you think that whoever's giving you the answer is kind of spinning a little bit, you have the opportunity at least to follow back and say, wait a minute, you know, that didn't sound like a good answer or an answer at all, and that's what you miss, I think, with the phone call.
We are speaking with Tom Casperson this morning. He's getting the word out about a town hall meeting this evening, looking at some health care issues and other issues. Michigan Congressman Pete Hoekstra being there. And also, he is a Republican candidate for governor. A chance to find out more about him and his campaign tonight, I'm sure. But, Tom, you're really looking, at least when we look at some of the tenor of what at least has gotten some national media exposure about some of these meetings, we've seen that they've been less than cordial, I guess would be a nice way of saying it. In fact, heated at times. I would hope that you're encouraging more rational and civil discussion this evening, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, what I have suggested with the folks that are going to be emceeing, and I will make that recommendation when I get there, and I hope everybody follows through with it, is that I would like to see the folks identify themselves somewhat as either in favor of the plan as we now know it, or opposing the plan as we now know it, and then when we start having folks ask questions, we can go back and forth rather than, you know, trying to randomly run around and grab somebody to ask a question. At least, and the purpose I think for that is to show that we're trying to be fair here. And if, you know, if Pete's a conservative and Pete at this point does not care for the plan as we know it, so I think it would be disingenuous if all we did is go around and try to find out, you know, find people to ask questions that are like-minded with them. We need to have both questions asked.
You're definitely looking for both sides. So what again what is the schedule this evening again?
It starts at 7 o'clock. I would suggest, you know, make sure you get out there and get in there. I'm hoping we've got enough room the way this thing's unfolding. I believe the university could possibly work with us. If not, we might be able to blow some walls out and make it even bigger. But the goal is to get them out there, get there for 7 o'clock, hope to have good questions for a couple hours, have good dialogue. And hopefully when the people walk away from this, they'll know a little bit more about it, maybe be comfortable one way or the other, how this should go. And like I said, if they've got some other questions on the federal level they want to ask him, feel free to ask him. He's there to answer the questions.
That's tonight at 7 o'clock in the Michigan Room of the University Center on the campus of Northern Michigan University. Tom, we appreciate your time this morning to get the word out. And like you were saying, you really do want to hear from both sides on this issue.
We do. I think it's the only way the public can get a kind of a fair-minded assessment of where they're at with it. And, you know, I'm not suggesting or hoping that everybody changes their mind one way or the other, but hopefully they'll listen to the answers and dig into it for themselves. And at the end of the day, then you got to get behind what you believe in and go for it.